thoughts, views, and opinions you hear on this show are just that, my thoughts, my views, my opinions. So if you don't like them, disagree with them, or whatever the case may be, well, there's a simple solution to all that, and that's just stop listening. But if you care to partake in the conversation, sit back, turn it up, and enjoy the show. Yeah, that.
Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Robbie. I hope y'all are doing well. I hope y'all staying safe out there, man. There's a lot of crazy stuff happening right now in the world. So make sure you stay safe out there, man. And you spread love, you know what I mean? We need that shit right now. But let's roll into the intro, you know what I mean? It's the kind of vibe we on right now. Make sure you like the podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on right now. Make sure you have rated it by giving it that 5-star, whether that's Spotify, Apple, Audible, Pandora, wherever. Let's go. Big shout out to you for listening. Then I clean my ride. Take the shit off the seat. You know they bipping that shit. Wherever you are, on the way to work, to school, the gym, home, shout out to you. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. You watching the videos, youtube.com/@thatpodcast. I'm making these meals. My crib so dubbed off I can bike. Or youtube.com/WestCoastRob. And I really be sparing. Either or. Pull up in that 992. I appreciate the avid listeners. The day ones. Number love for y'all. The Yeah That Podcast. Nigga, you know it's good. Bitch, you know it's good. Nigga, you know it's good. Bitch, you know it's good. Shout out to the other podcasters out there, content creators, man. This shit is tough. Yeah, that.
The Yeah That Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Robbie. How are y'all doing out there? Thank you. How y'all doing out there? Hope y'all are doing well, because the homie's doing well. The homie's doing all right, actually, man. There's a lot going on. This has been a busy month. My goodness, excuse the creaking table, too. Oh, my gosh. It's been a busy month, but the homie can only take it. I was actually thinking about it this morning. I was like, shit, there's a lot of events going on this month for me, my fam as well. But you can't dwell on everything as a whole. You have to take it one day at a time. So that's what I have to do, one day at a time. It's a lot of stressful, bothersome stuff that we're dealing with too. But hey, you know what I mean? It's what makes you stronger, what makes you persevere. But anywho, welcome back to another episode. The last episode, episode 74, Brotherly Love. I had my brother-in-law, Big Steve, aka Big Sparky, on that mug, and we was just chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to get the feel for the podcast work and what it's like to be on a podcast. So I was like, hey, get on here. Come on. Let's chop it up or whatever, whatever. He's aspiring to start his own. So we had him on this podcast, and we just chopped it up. Did our thing. So if you haven't checked that out, check it out, man. We talked about like NBA All-Star Weekend and how it's just declined over the years, how people used to look forward to it. Like, it was a big thing. Like, ladies used to get with their girlfriends and go to All-Star Weekend. The homies used to get ready to step out with the fellas. Yo, it's All-Star Weekend. It's a big thing. It's a big deal. But now it's just, oh, it's All-Star Weekend was last weekend. Oh, yeah, I didn't even know. I missed it. Me personally, I was one of those people. I was like, oh, shoot, All-Star Weekend was last weekend. How was it? I don't watch the All-Star game. Nobody does, because it's whack. It's not competitive. No one watches it. No one cares about it. These fools don't play hard. It's just a cat dribbling and taking it to the hoop while the cat's standing there. It's not worth watching. Just like the Pro Bowl. The NFL needs to go and just do away with the Pro Bowl. Just do away with it. There's no point. pointless. Just acknowledge all pros, do the little skills, whatever, and then keep it pushing. No one watches the Pro Bowl. No one watches the flag football games. No one watches that shit. So just get rid of it. Get rid of it. But anywho, yeah, we chopped it up about All-Star Weekend, the dunk contest, which is always subpar. The past 3 years, Mac McClung has been holding it down and has been winning. So shout out to him. And we just chopped that up. We chopped it up about that on episode 74. So check that out if you haven't already. Listen to it wherever you listen to your podcast at. Or you can watch it on YouTube. YouTube.com/@TheYeahThatPodcast /West Coast Realm. They both work. Check it out. But now we're back. New episode. Episode 75. Oh, man. We're rolling. Episode 75. How y'all doing, man? The homie, like I said, is... I'm all right, man. We got a lot of stuff going on, man. I got a lot of stuff going on, both work, personal, extracurricular. A lot of stuff, bruv. So it's real stressful, man. Real stressful. And then you can tell it's starting to become spring because the homie, the allergies, oh my goodness. And I think that's something that's kind of cliche too. Like people are like, oh, allergies. People are talking about allergies or whatever, but it's a real thing. It can get cliche because everybody says it. Oh, yeah, I know my allergies. Woo-woo. But the homie has allergies, yo. Sneezing and just like itchy fucking every fucking thing, you know what I mean? Sniffling, sneezing, coughing, stuffy headache, fever. You know what I'm saying? The whole shit, bro. The homie gets the whole shit. It's usually around this time when stuff is starting to pollinate, you know what I mean? But yeah, springtime. How you feel about spring coming? Spring being here, you know, cold weather starting to subside, which it's, I guess, before it actually gets to spring, it's crazy weather season. Cause right now it's just crazy weather everywhere, yo, everywhere. Like and it's kind of eerie too, if you think about it. Like it's just right now, we're dealing with a big storm coming with potential tornadoes, et cetera, et cetera. But I seen tornadoes have hit. Some areas have snow. Some areas are getting this, some getting that, all at the same time, man. It's kind of weird. But all you can do is do you, man. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. But episode 75, man. Thank y'all for tuning in as always. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all, man. The homie's allergies have been kicking. So like, if I sound stuffy, that's what it is. Yo, there's some things that happened that I didn't even know were happening. For example, the economic boycott that happened on February 28th. I had no idea about that. If y'all took part in that, yo, let me know how that went for you and the purpose of you doing that. So there was an economic boycott on February 28th, which was the People's Union USA economic boycott. In layman's terms, you weren't supposed to go if you choose to boycott, like the economy and every whatever. You weren't supposed to go out and buy anything or spend any money at any stores or anything. Only essential items were allowed or given grace for the, I mean, necessity purposes, of course. But the economic boycott was to stand against companies that are doing away with DEI and unfair treatment of migrants working for them, et cetera, et cetera. So I was thinking back. I was like, on the 28th of February, did I buy anything? I had no idea about this economic boycott. I try not to be caught up in a lot of the antics or like what's going on, but at the same time trying to keep tabs with it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of the stuff they put out on broadcast networks or the news or whatever, that should be bullshit. So I just, you know what I mean, try to live my life doing what I got to do for my fam and doing the same thing, providing, protecting, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, they had that economic boycott on the 28th. And so on that day, I guess the biggest company hit by it was Target, which, you know, a lot of people love Target. You know what I mean? So their website dropped 9% compared to the previous Friday, which was Valentine's weekend, of course. But it dropped 9% due to the economic blackout. And so did Amazon. Amazon dropped by 2%. Big whoop. I bet they didn't even see that. And then America's number one retailer, which, can y'all guess who that is? Wally World. Wally World experienced a 5% slump in web traffic. Excuse me. So I guess it did its thing, I guess. But did it? Like, did y'all actually not going into stores and buying stuff actually make enough noise? So the whole purpose of it was to have people boycott going into these retailers purchasing items to cause an earthquake in economics, in the economy. But I don't know if that actually worked, because reading a few articles, it says, well, Target took a loss, and then it says, one article says, Amazon had a decline. But let's see what Forbes says. It says, defines the economic blackout as a sales climb. So it actually did the opposite for Amazon. So see, it's conflicting stories, because one Forbes article says it had a 2% decline, but then another Forbes article says the boycott ended the day 1% higher than the average across the past 8 Fridays for Amazon. So what do y'all think about this economic boycott? Was it real? Did you take part in it? Let me know your thoughts. I don't know if I was last Friday. No, last Friday was busy for me. I don't go spend on a daily basis like that anyway, because I got I'm trying to do this little thing where you don't spend a certain amount every day and it helps you stack or whatever, but whatever. But yeah, I don't think I spent any money that day, but oh well. Like, have y'all stopped going to Walmart and like Target and stuff? Because I know the culture, they're adamant about like not going to Target, not going to Walmart, but where the fuck are you supposed to shop? Don't go to this grocery store. Don't go here. Don't go here. Where are you supposed to stop? Or where are you supposed to shop? Let me know. You know what I mean? Instacart it. Let me know. Where are you supposed to shop with all this shit? And then you got these tariffs going on, man. The tariff shit is crazy to me. So for those of you who have heard it, who aren't aware, I'm not really 100%. I'm not an expert in tariffs and the politics and what's going on. I don't really like to talk politics. I like to keep track a little bit, like I mentioned earlier. So the tariff shit is crazy. There was a 25% increase or a 25% tariff on goods coming from Canada and Mexico placed by the Trump administration, which is crazy because during his previous admin, they had an agreement to where there would be no tariffs placed among the three countries in the Americas, or the Americas, South America, or North America, excuse me, which would be United States, Canada, and Mexico. So for him to hit like these countries with these tariffs is, it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. Like, I get you're flexing, but I don't know. It could be a good thing, because I mean, there's pros and cons to it all. Like, I can see the pros and cons to the tariffs, because it'll generate a lot of homegrown organic economic push. Consumer goods would come homegrown. Everything would be American made. So it's a big deal for like steel and like automotive or whatever. Because it would come from the United States. We wouldn't have to import all these goods from other countries. However, it could cause an increase, or it will cause an increase, depending on where we sit or what happens. It's going to cause an increase in everything. supply and demand, simple economics, supply and demand. In order for somebody to make something, they got to get the goods, and they got to get the goods from somewhere. They got to build or whatever, whatever. So we get a lot of our produce. The United States gets a lot of our produce from Canada, like tomatoes, avocados and stuff come from Mexico. So there's going to be a lot. There's going to be some price increases, and it's estimated that price increases a year annually for families could be up to $2,000. A $2,000 annual increase in groceries alone for households here in the United States. So I don't know, there's a lot of back and forth going on between the countries. I know Prime Minister Trudeau has been public about how he feels regarding the United States talking or setting up these tariffs, and actually came out and called the president dumb. He's like, I know you're a smart man, but what you're doing is real dumb. And then you got the tariffs for China. And so they got a 25% tariff on, hold on, where is it at? And China's standing on business too. They're like, if you want a war with tariffs or any other kind of war, then we're ready. This is like, damn. Okay, y'all ready to get it in then? Like, we can make it do what it do if you want, you know what I mean? But it might be ugly. But I'm not really an expert on this tariff thing. China said it will impose additional tariffs on U.S. goods March 10th, include a 15% tariff on chicken, wheat, corn, and cotton, and a 10% tariff on sorghum, soybeans, pork, beef, fruits, veggies, dairy, and fish products. China said that the U.S. tariffs undermine cooperation between the world's two largest economies, and that they hurt American businesses and consumers, as well as international trade. All right. And the Chinese said they have never believed in coercion or intimidation, nor will they succumb to bullying. They're standing on business. But I mean, there's pros and cons to it all, man. And the whole purpose of the tariffs from the Trump administration, I guess, is to prevent illegal immigrants and drugs being smuggled into the country. So I guess there was fentanyl is one of them. But what y'all think about this tariff stuff, man? For those of you who follow, educate me a little more. I know there's a lot of pros and cons, and don't be biased. If you're gonna comment about the tariffs, don't be just one way. That's the issue I have with like people nowadays. It's either they can't see like the flaws in whatever they believe in, whatever party they're in. It's always just like, no, my way or the highway. That's not how shit goes, man. There's pros and cons to everything. There's possibilities for failure in everything, regardless of who you are. So if you're gonna give me some put me onto some game about these tariff shit, let me get the pros and the cons of it, not just the shit that you believe is good. And all this tariff shit, like, they're doing so it's all gonna help boost the economy, yet it's gonna help hurt the economy in the beginning, apparently. So what they're saying is, if all this gets implemented, it's gonna hurt your pockets right now, early. And all this stuff, because it's gonna take the company's time to create new factories. If they're outsourcing from international trade, they gotta figure out where they're gonna generate, where they're gonna post up, where they're gonna get their goods from within the United States. So now they gotta pick locations to build new factories, hire new workers, et cetera, et cetera. So it's all gonna take some time. So maybe in the long run, it could, you know what I mean, it'll boost the economy and everything's gonna be homegrown and we'll be flourishing. Or maybe it won't. Who knows? All you can do is Take it day by day, man. Take it day by day. And I don't like to make this platform or whatever platform I'm in political, but it's just so interesting. Like, a lot of the stuff is just interesting, and like, it makes you think, like, what are we doing? So I saw something the other day where they're proposing to make the president's birthday a holiday. Yeah. What's going on here? What are y'all talking about? Why? It's funny because it's just like, yo, these fools are literally coming up with anything. It's kind of like they're in a clubhouse. Like, it makes me think like the Little Rascals, and you know, they're in their fucking little clubhouse, and it's like they're making up their own rules of whatever they want to do. Oh man, let's make this dude's birthday a holiday. For what? Why? How many other presidents have holidays? MLK had to have, he had to go against the Senate or the Congress, and had to do all kinds of stuff in order to get him a holiday. How long did it take to get Juneteenth? Have that become a federal holiday. And that still had some reservations and reluctancy against it. But y'all are so quick to have this fool have a president, or this fool have his birthday as a holiday. What are we talking about, man? What are we talking about? Congresswoman Claudia Tenney introduced a bill to make President Trump's birthday a federal holiday, called the Trump's Birthday and Flag Day Holiday Establishment Act. It would designate June 14th as a federal holiday commemorating both Trump's birthday and Flag Day. Just as George Washington's birthday, George Washington was the first president, that's understandable why his birthday is recognized, is co-defined as a federal holiday, this bill will add Trump's birthday to this list, recognizing him as the founder of America's golden age. Oh my, sit down. Talking about glazing. Oh my God, sit down, yo. Flag Day is not already a federal holiday. Oh my God, sit down. We can ensure by designating Trump's B-Day and Flag Day as a federal holiday, we can ensure Trump's contributions to American greatness and the importance of the American flag and forever enshrined into the law. They think they're smart and they think they're slick with some of the shit they're doing. So Flag Day is recognized. Flag Day is not a holiday. Okay, of course. However, y'all want to put his birthday and recognize it as a holiday on Flag Day. That's real clever, y'all, to throw in Flag Day. Because if y'all were just to do a random day, like, oh, let's do March 11th. Let's make that a holiday. It's just Trump's birthday. But the fact that you're throwing in and you're trying to intertwine Flag Day, y'all think y'all slick with it, man. Like, cut it out. Just like when you did the Gulf of America shit during Super Bowl Sunday as you're flying over it. No one was paying attention to that shit because people were just so excited or looking forward and anxious to the Super Bowl. So all that shit was like undercut by the Super Bowl. Y'all think y'all slick with y'all shit, man. Y'all think y'all slick. This shit is crazy to me, man. Mount Rushmore in the third term. Tenney's bill is not only one being proposed by Trump to honor Trump. Oh my God. Like, what? Introduced a bill that would carve Trump into... What are we talking about? See? Like, what are we talking about? In January, Republican Florida Rep. Anna Paulina Luna introduced a bill that would carve Trump into Mount Rushmore. According to a press release, Trump's figure in stone would be carved next to former President Abraham Lincoln. This shit is wild, yo. This shit is embarrassing, man. Man, embarrassing. Yikes. What are y'all's thoughts on that, man? Y'all think he should be carving to Mount Rushmore? What y'all think? He played that. He's been that pivotal of a president in our history to be carved into Mount Rushmore. Next to Honest Abe, Roosevelt, George Washington. What y'all think? To have Trump's head up there. The only president that's a convicted felon. A dude who's had businesses fail. A dude. This is crazy, man. Crazy. I apologize for making this very political. But it's just crazy, man. Because it's not even political. It's just societal, man. This is the society we live in. It's crazy, man. This shit is embarrassing at times. Can get embarrassing. Golly. Holy shit. And you wonder why people want to fucking, why we're divided. Because y'all aren't, oh my God. Crazy, dog. Doing away with, let's do away with Black History Month. But then let's invite a bunch of Black people who kind of are out there right-winged to the White House to celebrate. So you can only celebrate Black history during Black History Month in the White House. But if schools do it, then they'll lose their funding. How does that make sense? And then for the people who went to the White House, what y'all thinking about, man? What are your thoughts on that? Wild. Wild. Anywho. So I don't watch TV, yo. I mean, I'll watch certain shit, but there's really no point to having like TV or watching it, because most of the time you're watching your fucking your phone, or you're watching videos, you're watching YouTube. A YouTube TV has gone up to like $100. I remember that shit started at like $50 or $60 or some shit. That shit is $100 and some odd for like the regular fucking shit. But I don't watch TV, man. So the other day I was flipping through and there's this show, and it was called Road Rage or something, which is wild because I think everybody out there listening or watching has road rage issues at times. Don't say you don't. Everybody does. If there's been a time where you're driving and you're like, yo, what the fuck? Or if you're like, go, or if you're like, move, or whatever, it's road rage. So there's a show called Road Rage, and that shit is crazy. I mean, I have road rage, but some of these people, some of the stuff you see, it makes you want to reevaluate how you act. Because there's some motherfuckers out there that just don't give a fuck. Ramming your shit, like chasing you, ramming your shit, cutting you off, swerving. There was this one where I guess this lady cut off this other lady, and then the one they got cut off ended up passing a vehicle. The vehicle being passed, it was a white SUV, ended up like chasing them, and they're like on a two lane road, and they're trying to get in front of them. Could not get in front of them. So they're recording this person just like on their ass. So they finally were able to get over. They cut them off. The lady hopped out with a hammer and just started bashing her fucking windshield. Bop, 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 bop. Hopped in her shit and drove off. It's like, damn, yo. Is it that serious? And it's crazy because the next day I went to work and I'm in a good mood, yo. Like I'm in a good mood. I'm driving. You know what I mean? I'm vibing, got music playing. It was like R&B. It was like 90s R&B. You know what I'm saying? The best R&B. Let's talk about it if you don't agree. But I'm vibing and I'm getting to work and I get off the freeway on the off ramp, and there's this big left, it's this big right turn. And as you make this right turn, another lane comes and it comes alongside you or whatever. And then, So that ends up turning into two lanes. And then there's a lane that gets off onto one of the little side streets. So a lot of the times them cars that are coming from that far left lane try to shoot over your lane into that off going lane. So you got to be real cautious when you hit that turn, whatever. Ooh. So I hit it or whatever. And I see this car. There's a car right there, whatever. So it's a red Prius. So I'm going and shit. And homie comes beside me or whatever. And I guess he had to get over, but I'm just moving, fool. I'm just cruising, vibing. I ain't even trying this. I ain't speed up for this dude. I ain't do nothing. Homie could have slowed down and he let me keep rolling and he would have made the exit. But I guess he had to get over. Homie didn't slow down. And then he missed the exit. So then this fool speeds up, gets in front of me, and I look and I see this fool throw his hands up like, oh, what the fuck? Oh, blah, blah. So automatically I spaz. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And I'm cussing at him. I'm leaning forward over the steering wheel and I'm leaning. I'm like, yo, what's up? Da da da, woo woo, this and this. So we get down. It turns into two lanes. I get in that fucking, in the far left lane. I roll my passenger side window down and I pull beside him and I'm looking. I'm looking dead at his ass. And homie did not even look my way. He actually changed lanes, went straight and made a right. I was like, fool, don't get mad at me because you didn't slow down to catch your exit knowing damn well there's vehicles coming off the freeway in that lane, fool. Like, what you mad at me for, homie? You know what I mean? I know people are dealing with their own shit, but still, that's how people get fucked up for no reason. That's how people just get fucked up because people got to stand their ground. I wasn't in the wrong. You mad at me for what? I'm sorry you didn't make the shit, but maybe you should have slowed down, homie. And then yesterday, same exit. I'm coming off. So once you finally make it off, them two lanes, whatever, go side by side, it goes down a hill. There's a stoplight right there. So I'm at the stoplight. I'm in like the middle lane. It ends up turning into like four lanes down at the bottom of the stoplight. Two lanes on the left-hand side turn left to go down that street. Then the other two lanes go straight through the light. So light turns green. I'm going. There's this big-ass truck. I see the fool on my left-hand side. He's going straight. And I was like, what are you doing, bro? You trying to fucking... You gonna cut me off right here, right now? You gonna cause an accident? So I'm going. I'm driving to see what homie does. Homie stops abruptly, gets behind me and shit. So I'm in the rearview mirror. I'm like, what the fuck? Homie slides over to my right hand side. So I'm looking to my right, looking at dog. We side by side at the light, but homie crept up a little bit and he made a right. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what is going on here, man? It's crazy because that road rage show, it kind of like, you watch it and you're like, damn, what the fuck? These people are crazy. But then when you're put in like a road rage predicament, you go 0 to 100 real quick and that shit is wild. But anyway, we went on a little tangent there, man. We went on a little tangent. But I hope y'all are going to have had a good week thus far, man. I know it's, what day is it? Is it hump day today? And why is my dog barking? Golly, upstairs, be quiet. Yeah, it's hump day today, so I hope y'all's day's gone, your week's gone. All right, man, you know what I mean? The homie's not really feeling too hot, so if I don't feel like or sound like I usually am, I don't know if it's allergies or I'm the stress or I'm tired or what. I don't know what's going on, man, but the homie ain't feeling 100. But the week's been busy. This weekend's going to be busy. A lot of moving parts with my family. A lot of out-of-town shenanigans, sports tournaments, et cetera, et cetera. I can't even focus because my dog is barking in the background. I don't know if y'all can hear. And it's like, I just want to yell like, yo, be quiet. Like, what are you barking at? I don't got no notifications on my phone from my cameras or nothing. But a lot of stuff going on, man. Man, a lot of out-of-town stuff. So we'll see what's going on. Shout out to my people in South Carolina, too. I got in trouble when I was younger. I had to move. So I spent the latter years of my high school term in South Carolina. So I graduated high school in South Carolina. Very familiar with the upper state, like the Myrtle Beach surrounding area. That's where I had to live. That's where I graduated. So right now they're dealing with some wildfires. And I saw some footage of the wildfires in Myrtle Beach. And it's just crazy. Like, I hope people are all right, man. Like, it seems like there's like a lot of catastrophes going on right now, man. Like, what is going on, man? What is going on in this world? And then to have like people just doing dumb stuff is just crazy. And like to hear like the fires are happening somewhere you're familiar with, it's eerie. But I hope y'all are safe out there. Hope y'all are doing all right, man. I mean, wildfires are something we deal with a lot in California, which I spoke on in previous episodes. We deal with wildfires annually growing up in Cali, but it's not common for a wildfire to happen in somewhere like Myrtle Beach area in the South LAC. But shout out to my folk in South Carolina, man. Nearly 2,000 acres in Horry County, that's where I lived. Residents of several neighborhoods in Carolina Forest, about 10 miles west of Oceanside Resort City, Myrtle Beach. Yep. I've roamed Carolina Forest. So this article says firefighters were able to contain 30% of the blaze by Sunday afternoon. The fire remained 30% contained as of Tuesday. Okay. They contained 30%. But anyway, yeah, hopefully nothing too catastrophic has happened. I know there's been houses that have burned down. So hopefully everybody out there got out in time, and condolences go out to those who've lost homes and whatever else. Hopefully no one's died. But if y'all out there, man, y'all need some assistance, man, shout out, man. You know what I mean? Let us know. Let the people know, and the people will look out. But that being said, I think I'm gonna end this here, y'all. My dog's barking. I'm gonna go check to see what she's on up top. But I think I'm gonna take some meds too, yo. But please do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you rate the podcast. Sorry for the underwhelming episode. But hey, you already know the type of episodes we bring to the pod. So do your due diligence. Subscribe on YouTube at Yadat Podcast, at the Yadat Podcast, youtube.com/WestCoastRob, either or, they work. Subscribe on Instagram, follow the podcast at the Yadat Podcast. You can follow on TikTok as well at Yadat Podcast. You know what I'm saying? We put the shorts clips and all that stuff on there. But that being said, man, we're gonna end this here, yo. And then until the next episode, it's the homie West Coast Rob signing out. Yadat.
The Yadat Podcast.